Red, gold, green. Mit One Last auf Flux FM.
Herr Flieg, willkommen, meine Freunde.
Hey, du hast das Dschungelbuch auf Deutsch geguckt, habe ich heute erfahren.
Oh ja.
Oder?
Ich bin hart.
In Rumänien. In Rumänien, you watch the Jungle Book in German.
That's right.
Yeah, I found out today.
That's awesome, you saw the interview.
Yeah. I prepared.
So cool.
For Red, Golden, Green, die Ampelmännchen aus dem Staate Washington. Die Band, die sich hier ganz modern ohne Vokale schreibt und die von Unwissenden auch schon mal als Ronald Reagan angekündigt wurde. Sie veröffentlichen am kommenden Freitag ihr zweites Album, das schlicht Red, Golden, Green LP No. 2 betitelt wurde. Momentan bereisen sie die Republik, um auf ihren Zweitling aufmerksam zu machen. Und heute sind sie bei mir im Studio. Marcus, Andre und Pierre, Red, Golden, Green, hello again.
What's going on?
Hello. So good to have you back, people.
Good to be back. Thank you for having us.
It's like meeting family members again.
Yes.
So you've been busy promoting the record all day long?
Yes, we have. We just did a spot at Joyce. We were in Bremen and Kiel yesterday too.
Cool.
So we're running around promoting this record. Promoting Won't Last.
Yes, and on Friday, the album is going to be put out.
That's correct.
Finally,
yes. That's correct. We are excited to have a record out.
Do the albums come at 12 a.m. here
at night? I think if you want to buy them digitally, you can go online at 12 at night and Thursday to
That's
Friday
what
on
we
that
need.
Night.
We need to have a party. Mm. We need a party in Germany, 12 a.m.
You still in Germany on Thursday night?
We are in Germany till November.
Oh, what?
We are German.
We are new Germans.
That's good. Yes. We just got our citizenship.
We are Deutsch.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Deutschland.
I think it's good for Germany to get more people like you into this gray and sometimes ugly country.
Oh, that's messed up, man.
It's about time for LP number 2. It's an album, again, that doesn't care about genre boundaries or expectations too much. People always talk about the difficult second album, but the feeling I got when I was listening to your new stuff is that making your second LP has not been so complicated. What was the experience like to record a second LP with all the hype kind of that was kind of happening around you because of the EP with Dave Grohl and Pharrell and stuff? Was there any pressure?
I don't feel like we felt any hype because we're coming off of a album that came out like in 2013
in America,
and it's just been a long time, so we're just putting things out. We're working on the new album and a new EP and more stuff, so it's like
doing the most was the transition from our old sound with this, but to be honest, that's the first song that came out in Germany. So this is like our first record practically here.
Yeah, that's true. So you didn't overthink
things.
That's something that really can happen and make it hard to record a second LP, right? If you have a first one that's out there and people are loving it, and you sit in the studio and be like, oh, I hope what we do is going to be likable again.
We perform live so much, we notice what people really like about our sound. Yeah. We honed in on it and we made a record.
Cool. You've been around on festivals this summer pretty much, right?
So how was that? Tabatol.
Fantastic.
It was great.
Yeah.
Tabatol was amazing.
Tabatol was great. Really cool. Rocco the Schlocko was cool. Yeah. Rollo the Schlocko.
Yeah. Cool.
Gamescom in Cologne. Shout out to Cologne.
Okay.
Gamescom.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. there's a message coming in. Hello. Yes, we're promoting the record.
Says, oh my God, you're on Flux.
I'm Flux. I love Flux. as I just said, what I love about the LP is the fact that you guys seem to record whatever you want to record. You don't overthink things. And we've already talked about the go-go scene and the fact that the go-go parties are not about a single genre of music. Though when you were here the last time, we were explaining the go-go scene in Washington. It's like a melting pot for different bands from different genres. Would you say that this new recording is something like a subtle bow to that scene and a creative freedom that they provide?
I think our music always is like that.
Yeah,
kind of.
our band and our identities is a bow to that scene. But we're never really thinking about it because it's already in us, kind of thing. So it's like thinking about being American or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you're just American anyways. You're going to come out.
Change that.
Yeah, it's going to come out.
So you're raised with the culture, you maintain that culture.
Yeah. So not really thinking about it, like you said. All of it's not really thought about. We're hoping people like us, and then you make stuff, and people like the stuff you make because they like you. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's so important not to overthink things when you're making music. And I really feel that you guys are just putting it out, and you see what happens. And I think some of the songs are even about that, right? The No Pixar song about the fact that you are not the band with the Disney Corporation helping you out to get out to all the fans.
Yeah,
but still in love with the Pixar idea. Right?
Completely. We want to, just like anybody, any revolutionary or any revolution, it's like you want to overthrow the thing and eventually you're going to become it. So it's like, that's all you're really trying to do is change things.
You guys all know how to produce, and there's different songs on the album. The No Pixar, for example, is a hip-hop jam. It's a straight hip-hop
up,
thing. There's no melody involved or something. It's more, you know, it's like a straight hip-hop jam. But there's songs like Won't Last on there, which are poppy and which are radio-friendly maybe as well.
Yeah.
So do you guys split up with all these various genres that you were working on? Is one guy more talented in producing the hip-hop beats and the other guys more into the pop field, or are you mixing it all up?
Just mixing it all up. It kind of comes out of wherever, but just kind of mixing it up. Like, it's always changing, and we're honestly, we always want to kind of make the same song over and over again.
Bob Dylan style.
And then it just doesn't happen.
We like this song. Yeah. This record is the closest we've come to making songs that kind of sound like one another. This record is probably we're getting closer and closer to it.
Okay, cool.
We never succeeded there. But I'm messaging each other from like our laptops, and we're making songs and sharing it, and we're all
sharing
listening
beats
to it.
And stuff, yeah.
We're like, I like this about it. I like this about it. So we're getting an idea of what we're going for, you know?
Okay. Yeah. But sometimes if Red comes up with a song, he'd probably ask you, Green, to complete it, or are you really all in that session altogether?
No, he could come, like, he'll he was saying, this time around, it was like a lot of us were like producing stuff on our own and then sending it to each other. And then when we're all liking it, that's when we like start working on it and saying, it's going further. So just that's how things came about.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the songs we've had, like, we wrote with other people. We were in LA actually fairly recently, and we were like writing with other people, showing them like what we made. They're using
like
the songs.
Spider-Man is a song that I love on the album.
Okay.
And it's a great song, and Red wrote that whole song, and then like instantly both of us, we listened to it like, this is great.
And
then like it just made like the chord progression, because Red's crazy with chord. He's
a funk fill. It's a funk fill. So like he took a really interesting, like, it shouldn't be a song.
Yeah,
but it's an awesome song.
Yeah.
I've just realized that Red's the one who knows about the chords in the song.
Yes, I do know about the chords. I was teaching Green the chords to Won't Last while we were in here just a second ago.
Yeah, that was a funny thing to watch, actually.
But Green is a great guitarist.
Yeah.
Don't slack on my man.
No.
He's got skills.
He's a fast learner as well. He's
like,
he was listening to his own song, like, oh yeah, these are the chords. Thank you.
That's exactly how I work.
Yeah, it's good though.
Even the ones I play, I don't know.
As I said, it's a dangerous thing to overthink things when you're making music.
Very true. Yeah.
Let's listen to "Running Away," another Red, Golden, Green song here auf Lux FM. Wir quatschen dann gleich noch ein bisschen weiter und laden dazu ein, am 9.8., am 9.10. die Platte zu kaufen. Red, Golden, Green auf Lux FM. Woo! Red, Gold, Green mit Running Away. Sehr schön. Green hatte übrigens live gerade sein Reptile abgefeuert hier auf Lux FM. Thank you for doing that.
Whoa, Reptile.
Yeah. Reptile.
That's cool. Reptile is a German word actually for tile is a German word for part. So you can say reptile, and you mean
rap parts.
The rap parts.
Oh, yeah. I am a reptile because I'm a green.
You a fucking rapper. Yes.
Oh my
God.
Reptile.
We've invented another T-shirt.
German mindfuck.
Yes, we did. I am a reptile. I'm gonna tweet this right now.
Yeah, have to. It's all yours. I'm giving away
reptile
jokes and T-shirt ideas for
free. I think that's gonna be my rap name now.
Yeah,
Reptile.
MC Reptile.
MC Reptile.
It's a really good one. When you put out your last record, everybody was talking about the fact that Pharrell was being involved and Dave Grohl was drumming and stuff. Now for this LP, there's no need to share the limelight anymore. How important was putting out the second LP fast? And how does it feel not to be forced to talk
in the
about
shadows?
And to be forced to talk about Mr. Williams and Pharrell and Dave Grohl.
We love working with them. They're awesome guys. They made us super comfortable, and it was a pleasure to work together. We expected people to ask about them because they're huge fans of them, you know, but I don't know. We were just making music, man. You know, like we continued to work and whatnot. Dave, whenever he was coming to town, he said, "Hey, I'm shooting this series. You guys want to come?" And he invited us. And then for the 4th of July, we did a show together. Pharrell, we're going to send a new record. But I mean, you know, we just wanted to make a new record, new music. New
but sound. When I listened to it, I was like, I felt relieved almost, you know, because I was like, oh yeah, this is the way the band sounds. And there's no extra production by Pharrell or no hardcore drumming by Dave Grohl, you know, on top of it. Yeah. I felt that this was the LP that sounds like you were supposed to sound, kind of.
I mean, in a way, Pharrell, like we've said many times in interviews, Pharrell, in a way, opened the doors by adding 808s to the doing the most and kind of helping us guide the sound to where it led. So,
we appreciate that. And we could further it from here, you know, and then the next time just keep evolving and changing on our own, you know. Yeah. But it was good. It was good to work with them, of course, better than not.
So the task now is for our fans and listeners to keep up with us because we're going places.
Yeah, all right?
we're going places. Woo. So you got to keep up.
Better be fast. Red, gold, and green are going places. I've read that Barack Obama is following you on Twitter.
He doesn't only follow us; we're his favorite band.
Oh no! Yeah,
I just tweeted that and let people know we're supposed to keep it on low. You know, so security was talking about. Holding that, you know, back, but we're just people know now.
So how big is your influence on the political situation in the US right now?
Well,
I mean, you could directly tweet the man and say, come on,
we're the reason why, you know, certain laws were lifted, you know, reason why certain prisoners have came out. Yes, the reason why marijuana is legal in DC and in Denver.
Thank you,
California, Denver.
Thank you for doing that.
The truth of it all is that Red, Gold, Green is actually the president.
Okay? Ah.
We just sent Obama in there to actually get elected.
Cool.
Hold on. No, we're not.
We'll see. There's one or two things maybe you should organize for us and for the other citizens in the US, like the gun control thing. Maybe you can work on that a little bit.
We need to work on that.
That would be pretty cool, I think.
It's true.
We're trying.
Okay, cool.
We're trying.
That's
a lot
good
of red
enough.
Tape.
In one of our interviews we did in Hamburg, one of the questions they asked us was like, okay, so our last question, what the fuck is going on in the United States? What the fuck is with this Donald Trump? We're like, man, you tell me. I don't know.
The thing is, it's not too easy to ask about the US nowadays because Germany is fucked up too. There's many crazy people, right-wing people right now.
Damn.
Hating refugees, you know, hating the weakest people that are on this planet right now. So there's no need for Germans to you can discuss about the US, but you know what I'm saying.
Of course,
I get what you're saying. Everyone has their own problems. You can't.
Yeah, sitting in the glass house.
Don't throw stones.
Yeah. You'll be back on the 8th of November, and you're going to play at Be New. Do you have already some special plans for that show? Are there any news regarding the live band?
Super special plans. Super special plans.
Secret.
All I got to say is that
the plans
Obama
are super special.
Is our favorite. Okay. We're Obama's favorite band.
Yeah.
So special place.
Do you think secrets won't come with that? Super special things? Come on. It's like we created that. Like we're the inventors of that word.
Yeah. There's someone from the record company with you. I just got to ask her a quick question. Can we give away some records already? So we'll send them out on Friday. You leave some here and we'll send them out on Friday. She says yes. Yeah,
of course.
Woo-hoo!
That is mein Schmetterling, Sarah Friedel from Virgin Records. Shout out to the Schmetterling.
Yeah. Shout out
like
to Virgin Records.
Yes.
Follow her on Twitter.
Follow her on Twitter.
Now we're not talking about the band anymore. We're talking about the girl Sarah from the record Friedel. Company sitting like in the back. Yeah. Also, dann verlosen wir in der Tat jetzt schon mal die Platte. Red, Golden, Green LP Number 2. Wer die haben möchte, der schreibt eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Red, Golden, Green 2 in der E-Mail drin und schreibt bitte eure Adresse auch mit rein, damit wir euch die CD zuschicken können, die ich hier schon liegen habe. There's a beautiful photo of their tour manager on the front of the thing sleeping.
Pass the fuck out
there's
in Germany.
Bit, yeah, there's a bit of...
This picture was taken in Berlin.
Oh, really?
Just so you know.
Oh, yeah, sleeping... Through Berlin. Okay, also eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Red, Golden, Green und eurer Adresse drin. Wir schicken euch ein Exemplar der neuen LP zu, die sehr, sehr gut geworden ist. Und am 8. November spielen sie dann im BNU. Das Terminchen sollte man sich vielleicht auch schon notieren und dann vorbeikommen. There's a little jam happening. Yes, thank you for that. Red, Golden, Green, thank you for visiting. Best of luck for the next shows and for the LP and everything. I'll see you always.
Thank you for having us again. Thank you to Flux FM. We love you guys. Thanks to all our listeners.
We love you.
Hold
back.
On.
Bye-bye.
Aww.
And here's nochmal No Pixar zu hören.
Woo.
Auf Flux FM. Ein weiterer Auszug aus der neuen Platte. fun red, gold, and green. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Ciao, ciao. Choose, choose.
Choose, choose.
Hold up. Live on the radio.
Yo, chicken.
I don't know all the words right now. I haven't done this in a while.
Sugar and watermelons.
Chill out, let the beat talk. Shay do it in the 15. Green looking for a She-Hulk. Whip used, but the bitch clean. Kimbo didn't do nothing for me. Shoulda went to filing. Ain't about the top money. Ain't like I never had none. 100 grand from the dildo. Universal had me starving. A backpacker and a weirdo. But my favorite rapper Common. Sitting in the corner watching Martin. Scheming on the way for me to start shit. Baby girl laying all up on my bed. Listening to rappers that I'm better than. We used to idolize thugs. Now they idolize drugs. Both things fucking stupid. You shouldn't itemize us. Y'all. Definition of an artist. Communicating problems. Rock band under my belt. Rap's just another option. Ball out, ain't tryna scam no. Got a boss spot, gotta wear a Kango. Our school's IQ be so damn low. Cause pop crews drop jewels bout the bando. No Pixar, no Disney. Just a tiny cop car for the pygmies. No Pixar, no Disney. Just a tiny cop car for the pygmies, huh? Chill out, let the beat talk. Shay do it in the 15. Green looking for a She-Hulk. Whip used, but the bitch clean. Got into it with my old man. My bro said I had a slow hand. My girl starting to be my best friend. Feeling like the first time I ever had a slow hand. So, lose my arm, I'ma lose my life. Lose my arm, I'ma lose my right. Cause you fail as a novice. Always do your best when times are the hardest. So true, listening to doom. Paving me a way between commercial and the truth. Baffled by afflictions and the separated youth. Growing up the internet, the radio and tube. Define who your friends are and aspirations too. Maybe there was something I can do to make the news. More than your conflicts, politics and crews. And more like a Saturday morning cartoon. Definition of an artist. Communicating problems. Rock band under the belt. Rats just another option. Ball out, ain't tryna scam though. Got a ball spot, gotta wear a Kango. All schools are QB so damn low. Cause pop crews drop jewels about the bando. No Pixar, no Disney. Just a tiny cop car for the pygmies. No Pixar, no Disney. Just a tiny cop car for the pygmies.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Flukes Red, go green, baby. On the track, Flukes FM, you know how we do this. You feel me? We taking y'all back to the 90s, 98. That's all we about.
For my Berliners, motherfucker.
All right. Come on, hit me up, all my schmetterlings.
All my little schmetterlings.
Hit my schmetterlings at Red Go Green, RDGLDGRN.
That's fucking sick. He just did.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I'll see you around. Am 8. November spielen sie im BNU Red, Gold and Green. Am Freitag kommt die neue Platte raus. Red, Gold and Green. LP number 2. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Water. Like he has water.
You see, I have a pain that's in my side.